Joining us now is the pride of Lehigh, the pride of Canton, Ohio, the Portland Trail Blazers guard, C.J. McCollum. His podcast, The Pull-Up Podcast, alongside Jordan Schultz. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you can get your podcasts. Good morning, C.J. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. What did you think of your Cleveland Browns draft?
I liked it. I think I'll give it a B minus right now until the players actually step on the field. But I like the protection for Baker. I love the safety at LSU. We also grabbed a tight end, I believe. So I'm looking forward to seeing how everybody pans out, and hopefully we can sneak a wild card appearance this year.
When the Browns lose, how does that affect you?
My mood changes. My mood definitely changes. It's similar to how you feel when it rains outside. You become a little bit down on yourself. You're a little grouchy, and it's just hard to go on until the next win.
Yeah, but it always rains in Portland, so you're always grouchy.
We get sunny days here and there, especially now this time of the year. We get the 80 and sunny, 75 and sunny like San Diego.
How's the court at home? How much hooping are you doing?
I haven't shot a basketball in over a month.
So what?
I'm not doing any hooping. I don't have a court. I got a nice home here, beautiful landscaping, and I'm, you know, in distance to drive to the practice facility. And I felt like my 24-hour access would always be available. Now it's been taken away, and I've been forced to do home workouts without a basketball.
Wait, I'm shooting more hoops than you are right now?
Absolutely. If you've shot in the last month, you definitely probably have a better jump shot than me right now.
I shot 30 minutes ago, CJ. I'm pumping out jumpers. I mean, I can send you a video just so you can see what the form looks like. They call me, you know, the older Klay Thompson.
I'd love to see the form. I'm sure you probably have a beautiful set shot.
A set shot? Wow. Do you have a neighbor close by who has a basketball hoop?
There's a few basketball courts around me, but I just don't feel right, you know, especially on a neighbor's court, you know, especially since we're practicing social distancing.
I think you just let the neighbors know, I'm going to come over and I'm going to work out for an hour. If everybody could stay in the house, then that way you practice safe distancing there.
I actually just got the garage code to one of my teammates that used to live out here. So I'm going to start going to work out of his house since he's in Miami.
What kind of playing shape are you in?
I'm close.
How much time are you going to? I'm worried about you, CJ. I'm worried about the jumper. You know, do you have a gut?
No. I'm close to my playing weight. Close to my playing body fat. I'm still working out. Like, I lift every day. I have cardio. I'm occasionally hopping fences and checking out the turf at certain places. But, you know, I haven't gotten caught like Tom Brady just yet. So I've been enjoying the freedom out here in Oregon to run around and get some fresh air.
He's C.J. McCollum, the Blazers guard. His podcast, The Pull-Up Podcast, alongside Jordan Schultz, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you can get your podcast. What have you been thinking? What's your reaction to the Jordan documentary, on the Bulls documentary?
I've loved it. I really enjoyed the stories that they share. A lot of the small details that you know maybe aren't familiar with or don't remember are being brought to the forefront. I think it was great to really just focus on Dennis Rodman for a little bit because he's such an intriguing figure and a guy who was polarizing in the game of basketball and eventually became a Hall of Famer. So I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to see the rest of it. I wish it was longer than 10 episodes. I wish I could watch all of it, you know, in one day. But, you know, it made fun. Sunday is that much more fun.
Can you compare LeBron to Michael Jordan?
You can, but you can't because their approaches are different. There's obviously, you know, 168, 250, 260, the eras are different. Jordan is more, I guess it's funny people say it all the time, Jordan's mentality was more like Kobe. LeBron's mentality was more like Magic, point forward, flashing, you know, makes the game more fun for everybody. Kobe and Jordan were more assassins in terms of scoring in that approach. But you can compare their greatness. I think that's something you can compare, the impact they've had on the game, how they're both global figures. And one thing's for certain, we've all kind of patterned our games after Jordan, especially early on with the wristband, the tongue out, the fadeaways. I think they're both elite in their own right, and both will be considered, you know, on many people's Mount Rushmores.
How about we pick teams and you get the first pick? You can have Jordan or you can have LeBron. Who do you want as your teammate?
What year are we in? You know, is this 91? Is this prime? Is this 28 to 32-year-old? What are we doing here?
Both players are 30.
Both players are 30?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I would flip a coin, and hopefully the coin lands on heads, and heads is Mike.
So you're taking Mike. Okay. I mean, Mike's probably...
I'm taking Mike right now because LeBron's still not finished. LeBron's still got a lot of left in the tank. He can still get more championships, more MVPs. He can solidify his legacy as the all-time leading scorer and all-time leading assist, or second to stopping, probably second to stopping assist.
Can you imagine, is there anybody like Dennis Rodman in the league now?
No, I don't think so. With the mentality, the ability to go get 30 rebounds, I mean, he's the only selfless guy I know right now that, you know, would go play a whole game and not care if they ran a play for him. I think Draymond's another guy who wouldn't care if they ran a play for him. But there aren't a lot of guys out there that would be selfless, would rebound, guard 1 through 5, and, you know, make the headlines that night, you know, for having orange or pink hair being at the club with Carmen Electra or something.
Or Madonna.
He's the only guy I know that would have the guts to ask for a vacation in the middle of the season to be granted one.
But having been there during those championship runs, and you'd see Rodman come down the hall, and he might have makeup on, he might have a dress on, like, and you got to the point where you just said, oh, Dennis is here. It would become so normal to see Dennis, but he was so abnormal when you consider the way the league was, and he didn't care what you thought of him, because he was going to go out and get you whatever you wanted, and he was going to play defense. He'd get to the free throw line, CJ, and he didn't even want to be at the free throw line. He didn't care if he made his free throws. He wanted nothing to do with scoring, which is, it's amazing. You're right. There's nobody like that.
Yeah, it's amazing the impact he was able to have on the game. Like you said before, coming in dresses, the makeup. He was an iconic figure. I remember the wedding he did in New York where he wore the dress.
Yeah.
He had essentially a parade. He's unlike anything we've ever seen, unlike anything we will ever see. And I think that just kind of shows you, you know, the impact he had. For the Bulls to take a chance on a guy like Dennis Rodman after he was basically, you know, thrown out in the trash, to take that chance and to win 3 championships, Phil Jackson, the Bulls, they deserve a lot of credit, because not a lot of teams and coaches would have been willing to take on a player like Dennis at that point.
Who's the guest you want on your podcast you haven't spoken to?
Put me on the spot here. That's a good one. I would say while we're in the conversation and having it, I would go Michael Jordan.
No, you can't get Michael. You can't get a basketball player.
I can't have a basketball player?
Nope.
Any profession, any field?
Yeah.
I'd go Michelle Obama.
Okay. Well, if I said you could interview Michelle Obama or Michael Jordan?
Oh, man. That's tough. I'd probably go Michelle, because we haven't heard a lot of behind-the-scenes stories besides her book. And some of the stuff she's come out and said, I know a lot about Michael. I know Michael. So I'd probably rather have a conversation with Michelle just to learn more about what it was like to be a first lady, obviously, or the first African-American president. And there's so many behind-the-scenes stories that we probably, you know, weren't exposed to.
If I said you could shoot hoops with Jordan now or President Obama?
President Obama.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be cool to shoot with Mike, too.
Yeah, but it's just shooting with Mike. That's not a big deal. You want to be playing against Mike. President Obama, you would like to shoot hoops with him, because you're not allowed to play tough defense on him.
Right. You can't pressure him.
No, no. It's like today's NBA. You're not allowed to put your hands on anybody. Right?
There's no hand checking, essentially.
How do you think you would have done against the Bad Boys? What, let's say you were going against Detroit.
I think I would have fared all right because of the way I play. I think my game translates to a lot of different areas. I think certain players' skill sets, like Steph Curry, I mean, those are guys who, you know, they have elite skill, elite ball handling, elite quickness, shot credibility, being able to shoot from far out. I think I would have fared just fine because of my size and ability to just create. Obviously, it's different. It would have been different, but I think I would have been all right.
Just don't go to the hoop, though, CJ.
I shoot jumpers the whole game. Anyway, so I would have been perfect. I would have been perfect if that's
the case. Good luck in trying to get your game, your jumper, to look like mine. You got a little bit of time before you have to get back, but the pull-up podcast available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you can get your podcast. Great to check in with you, CJ. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's CJ McCall. He went to Lehigh. They, of course, were put on the basketball map that year when they beat Duke in the NCAA tournament. Then I think the next round they lost to Xavier. But CJ's from Canton, Ohio. Yeah, Paul.
You don't have a neighbor with a driveway with a hoop in it?
All I know is Steph Curry, his wife just ordered a basketball hoop for him because I think he moved into a new house and the crib didn't have a basketball hoop.
Can you imagine you're on with customer service at the basketball hoop place and say, yeah, I'm Mrs. Curry, Steph and Mrs. Curry, we're ordering a basketball hoop. You think you're being punked.
I don't know what kind of hoop you can get on Amazon, though. I mean, I don't want one of the portable ones. You know, where you have the base has got like water in it or something and then it's kind of flimsy. Fritzy, do you got a hoop at home? There's no way he's listening to me.
I just was clicking unmute. I do have a hoop at home.
McLovin, you live in Brooklyn. How close are you to a hoop?
About three blocks, but they're all shut down. They have fences around them.
Well, they took down the actual rims in a lot of these courts in New York City. Seton, you got a basketball hoop?
We have one that we kind of, it's really our neighbor's, but we split a driveway.
Yeah.
So it's technically in my driveway, even though it's theirs. And we have a park about two blocks away that has four hoops there, but all of those hoops have been taken down.
You know, CJ McCollum, you know, not having a hoop there. He hadn't shot in a month. I mean, I know it's like riding a bicycle there, but he's got to get ready here maybe in a couple of weeks